Help me breathe deep, God, and help me receive from you the life-giving promise that I shall live, not because I'm so good at living, but because you put breath in me, and it's only from here that I can even lift my head up and think about showing up to lead anything in your name. But for right now, I don't have to tend to anything or anyone else but me. So help me hear this echo of "you shall live" ring in my ears and rattle me awake in the best way. Shake loose the stuff in me that just trips me up and gets in my way, even when I insist it doesn't or won't even admit it's there. Give me new eyes to see with your kind of love and mercy, with your kind of love for my life. It's not always a love that feels tender, just as this way to be in the world isn't that way most of the time. Your love is one that gives me new life, new breath, a new way to be. And that sometimes takes a lot to shake loose within me. God, I know you know this, and it is why I continue to be astonished by your love and faithfulness to me. You seem to believe in me in ways I am continuing to learn. Thank you, God. I pray for my family, my beloveds. Help us hold one another close and breathe in and out the love you have for us that binds us one to another. It is so hard, and it is such an honor. I pray for my colleagues across the church and especially for my CGP friends. I am not alone in this call. They are not alone. Thank you for giving us to each other to encourage and support and love. I especially pray for my colleagues in need of healing. For Drew Yackel, who had surgery this past week to repair a torn patellar tendon. Ouch. For his healing and for his patience. For Dale Degner and his ongoing life and management of cancer. Dispel his fear, at the very least, sit with him in it and bring him some comfort. For Ben Hilding, for his strengthened immunity and increasing strides as he's back to work. For Nissa Peterson, as she and her family accompany Grandpa Roger, who seems to be doing just fine in hospice, thank you very much. For my CGP colleagues who are grieving, for Christy Mitchell walking the long path of dementia and cancer with husband Bill. God, may she know your love and care as she sees glimpses of her husband in tender moments together. For Becca Krogstad, as she grieves the recent death of her mom. And for Scott Richards, grieving the death of his dad. God, remind me that my hope comes from you. I cannot manufacture it. Thank you. I love you. Amen. Okay, dear friends, take a deep breath. You shall live. It's wild out there, and God is with you. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid.